Amen, amen. If you have your weapons this morning, we would like, if you would, to turn with me to Isaiah. Isaiah 41 and 10. This time in our lives when the world is sort of in an unrest and people are going through so many different changes and some are wondering and some are worried, but then there are some still yet believing and trusting God. But Isaiah says here in the 41st chapter in the 10th verse, "Fear thy not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Fear thy not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." The Gospel according to St. John 1:1-2. The Bible reads, "In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God." Now let's turn to Hebrews. And I'll read again for your consideration verses 3 and 8. "Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high." Verse 8, "But unto the Son he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom." The basis of those verses, we'd like to speak from the thought of the subject this morning. Don't be dismayed, for God is still on the throne. Don't be dismayed, for God is still on the throne. As we have come to share in God's word this morning, I find this morning that God is always worthy of the praises. And we think that it's just about praising him when we are in the church house, when we are here on Sunday mornings or on Wednesday evenings or on Monday night at our prayer circle. But God is worthy to be praised every day, anywhere, and at any and all times. We don't necessarily have to sing to the tops of our lungs to praise him. We don't have to fall out on the floor to praise him. We don't even have to close our eyes to talk to him. We can just talk to him. There are times when you find that you just got to talk to God. You got to steal away from your everyday routine or from the things that are going on right then and just sort of take your mind away into your own secret closet and talk to your counselor, talk to your friend, talk to that one that you know to be your personal savior. If you don't know him as a personal savior, if you've even just heard something about Jesus, don't you know every now and then you just need to steal away and talk to him? You need to let him know that I don't have all the answers. I'm going through, I'm trying. Somebody in here is trying to do the best you know how to do. Somebody in here got their mind made up that I'm going to do better than what I'm doing right now. But it seems like every time you get started in the right direction, that devil put a stumbling block in your way or a circumstance would come to sort of make you get sidetracked. But you got to learn how to stay focused. You got to keep your eyes on the prize. And the prize is Jesus Christ himself. He is the one. He is what it's all about. We come into this house. We gather in his name to worship and praise his holy name. And as we go throughout our weekly journeys in this particular time of year, we hustle and we bustle through the holiday season, preparing ourselves for a celebration. And that celebration is of the birth of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Isaiah prophesied about him years before his birth when he said in Isaiah 9:6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of peace. So Isaiah had a mind to talk about Jesus before he even came on the scene. Let us not forget that despite Santa Claus and the angels and the eggnog and Christmas trees and Christmas lights and Christmas gifts and all of the food and the trimmings, all of that, it's not all about that. Your lights look good. You got a nice looking tree and you might have money to buy gifts, but there's something you cannot buy this morning. And it's all about Jesus. He truly is the reason for the season. I don't know about you this morning, but I just want to take time out about now just to thank God for Jesus. Anybody want to thank God for Jesus? If Jesus had not been born, then we wouldn't have anything to celebrate. If Jesus was not born, then we wouldn't have any joy. We wouldn't have anything called love. If Jesus had not been born, then we would be lost. Hallelujah, Jesus. We find this morning that during this time of year, when many of us are rejoicing and enjoying one another, there are many others that are sad, depressed, stressed out for whatever reason. Then there are those of us that go through the motions. We act like we're happy, but we're not happy. We say everything's all right, but in our hearts and in our mind, we know everything's not all right. We're going through. We're trying to do what we say, make ends meet. And you ever tried to make ends meet and you don't have enough on either end, so they're not going to meet? So you pray, you ponder, you wonder, you begin to ask questions, you begin to think about who in the world can I hit this time? So you got to learn how to follow up. You got to follow up. When you get a little something from Alvin, go and pay Alvin back and you can go back to Alvin. You see, when you don't go and pay Alvin back, then you got to go see and get a little bit from Alexander. After a while, you're going to run out of folk. Because it ain't going to be long before the word going to get around that you don't do nothing but borrow, but you don't never pay back. I heard a song on that CD that said, don't be a borrower, don't be a borrower, be a lender. I say, Lord, I done got caught up in that because I'm a little bit of both. You may as well be real. Too many of you fooling yourself anyway. I acting like you all that and you got it all together and know that you're going to be going through come January. Don't spin out and don't have nothing to pay your light bill. Lights and food are more important than toys for the kids. We have elders in here that realized and knew what it was to get an orange and a piece of candy, and they were happy to have that. And now we have fruit sitting around getting rotten, throwing it out the door. We done forgot where we come from. We take advantage of the many blessings that God has bestowed upon us, and we got to put a stop somewhere. Best thing I know how to do is stop buying so much fruit. It look good laying around and have your little fruit baskets here, there, and everywhere, but don't do no good after a few days if it's rotten. Amen. Who you trying to impress? Some of us. We have more for one dinner than we actually eat a whole week's time. No, we don't like leftovers. We have got to learn how to be realistic. Learn what your family will and will not eat. Fix what you need and what you don't need. Save it till next week. Next week after Christmas, you know, after when we have Christmas Monday morning, yeah. Right. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, when them kids at home from school, somebody gonna need something to eat. Yeah. 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 Too many of us are stressed out and unhappy because of this particular season, but I come as a messenger from God to let you know this morning, to reaffirm the fact that in this life, you are going to have trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer because there are going to come time that circumstances will put you between a rock and a hard place, and you might not know how you're going to get out. But somebody said, I can call on the name of Jesus, and the Lord will help me. God is a deliverer. God will do what we need him to do in our life. If you are a believer, you know that as long as you got Jesus, You have something that you can always carry you and keep you there. Many times when things happen so frequently and so fast that you begin to wonder, where is Jesus? I'm going through. Every time I turn around, it's one thing after another. I've been praying. I've been talking to the Lord. But where is he? I need him right now. But I found out that when you need God the most, that's when he carries you. That's when he had you in a position where he's already, you know, when we use the terminology that while you're trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out. Then when you're wondering where Jesus is, he's somewhere working it out for you. He's already working it out. You're still trying to figure out what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. God already knows what the situation is. So God is taking care of everything and already put things into motion. See, God don't sit back and put it on the back burner like we do. But when God sees a need, he just addresses that need. Now, there are some needs that we bring to God that's not going to be instamatic. There are some things you got to learn how to wait on. And when you learn how to wait on them, you learn how to talk to God while you wait. Because when you're waiting on a blessing to come through, every now and then you get a little discouraged, you get a little uneasy, but you learn how to talk to God. And anybody ever had that small, still voice to come and whisper to him and let him know it's going to be all right? Anybody ever heard that voice say, don't give up now, just keep on holding on? Anybody ever heard that voice say, keep on talking to me, keep on calling on my name? Anybody ever heard the voice say that I'll be there just when you need me the most? Anybody ever heard God say, don't give up now, I'm on my rescue, you're next in line for a miracle? There's somebody looking for a miracle this morning. And I'm talking about a miracle worker that can do anything but fail. Somebody need to know something about God in the house this morning. Somebody needs to know that God loves you with everything that he got. And too many of us are going through being depressed. We hear people say all the time, it's just a holiday time and it's so depressing. It shouldn't be. If you are believing in the real reason of the season, you would not be depressed. How in the world is Jesus going to depress you when he died for your sins? How is he going to depress you when he's already made a way for you, when he took the penalty of death upon himself? See, we like to think about Christmas and Easter and Mother's Day. Them the only time we halfway come to church anyhow. But before you get to the crucifixion, you got to get him in the world first. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Glory, glory. People that are distressed, discouraged, and in dismay because things are not happening in your life the way that you want them to. We find this morning that because of depression, because things are not going in our favor, because we don't have the material things that we want out of life, we find that people are really going through a whole lot of unnecessary burdens. We have loved ones. We have suicide that is on the rise. I talked to a friend of mine just a couple of weeks ago that was going through some situations, and he shared with me, you know, I just as well killed myself. And when he said that, I couldn't help but respond, you talking like somebody crazy. Don't you know you still have too much to live for? Don't you know that whatever you're going through, God will see you through it, and God will make a way out of no way? And later on that night, I began to think about him, and I began to call the phone, and I wanted to hear and make sure that everything was still all right, because sometimes we take people too lightly. Sometimes people are so deep in despair that their spirits are so low that if they say what they might do, they just might do that. And my thing was that I don't want this man to tell me he might kill himself, and I disregard it altogether. And in the morning, I wake up and they call me and tell me he's dead and gone. Then I got to feel like I didn't try to do anything. Now, there's some time you can't do nothing, but there's always a time that you can go down on bended knees. You got to follow up sometime. Don't let nobody out there hanging. If they're going through, you don't know. They may not be as strong as you are. And that old devil, when he see that you're going through and when you're down and out and you're at your weakest moment, he start planting those seeds in your mind that don't nobody care about you. Don't nobody care if you kill yourself. You don't mean nothing to nobody, no way. But I come to let you know that you're a child of God. And God made you from the dust of the ground. Breathe into your nostrils the breath of life. And you are a living soul this morning. No matter what kind of hell you done gone through, thank God that you went through it. But David says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Isaiah said, fear thy not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen you. I will keep you. I'll help you. I'll pick you up when you're down and out. Don't you know I'm God? I can do anything all by myself. I don't need nobody's help this morning, for I'm a child of the Almighty God. So when you go through your depression, when you're down and out in your body, I'll stop by and let you know, don't be dismayed. Don't be discouraged, because Jesus Christ is still on the throne. When I talk about Jesus and I look in the Word of God, the Bible said this morning that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning. It was with God. God was not created. He was already there before the creation. But I found out when I look in the Word of God that without God, we would be nothing. We got to learn this morning that when we talk about the Word in the Old Testament, it talked about the concepts of wisdom. It talked about power. It talked about deliverance. Somebody said that in the Old Testament day, that the men of God, the prophets of God, had to tell the people of God what God had to say. But I found out this morning when I studied my lesson that it's all about Jesus. And now the Word of God, Jesus himself, in sundry times, in divers manners, he spake unto the fathers and unto the prophets. In other words, in all kinds of ways, he relayed the Word of God. But in the last day, the Bible said that we will know the Word by the Son of God, who had been appointed of all things. He is the heir of the kingdom of God. And I stop by to let somebody know that you might be going through, but don't worry about it this morning. Don't give up in despair, but don't you know that Jesus Christ is the brightness of his glory, the image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power. When he all by himself went to the cross and died for your sin and for my sin, and because of that, I'm glad to know I got Jesus. When I think about that, my God is sitting on the right hand of the majesty on high. When I think about his throne on high, the Bible says, oh, God is forever a scepter of righteousness, a scepter of his kingdom. And I stop by to let you know, don't get caught up in despair, but trust the power of God. For if you're going through this morning, don't worry about what you don't have. And long as you got Jesus, you got everything that you need. I'm glad that I don't have to fear what no man might do, because God told me that I'm in his hand, and as long as I'm in his hand, no man can pluck me out. I'm glad that I know God for myself. Be not dismayed. God is here. He'll do what you need him to do. God is still on the throne, sitting high and looking down low. When they say they don't want you, say God is on the throne. When they say you can't get it, say I can do all things through Christ who gives me my strength. I'm glad that Jesus came in the Word, and the Word became flesh, and that flesh walked the Word, and he walked the Earth for 33 years. And after that 33rd year, I found out that he went to a place called Golgotha, and he stood on the hill up there on Calvary. They scratched him high, they scratched him wide, and he never said a mumbling word. But in this holiday season, if you don't have money to buy no gift, all you need is love in your heart. God is love. Love ye one another. If I cannot give you a gift by gift, I give you my love. I give you my joy. I give you the little food I got. Whatever you got, you ought to share what God has given you. I'm glad that in this holiday, I'm not sad. I'm not in despair. I'm not dismayed, because I got Jesus. I got Jesus. I got Jesus. I got Jesus. And that's enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody said, mama's gone, daddy's gone, and it's a holiday, and I miss them and I'm sad. But let me tell you something. If you live long enough, God will give you enough power. God will give you enough joy to wear the holiday. All you will do is remember the good times. I'm not sad because my mama's dead, because she's in a better place. I'm not sad because my daddy's dead, he's in a better place. I'm not sad because I'm not a millionaire, but I am an heir. I am an heir. I'm a prince. I'm in line. I'm in line to go higher. Do you want to go higher? Do you want to go higher? Say yeah! Say yeah! Say yeah! Oh! Yes, sir! Yes, sir! Yes, sir! Woo! Yes, sir! Be not dismayed! Be not dismayed! Hold up your bent down head! Take that frown off your face and smile and be happy. So, yes, sir. Woo! Woo! Glory, glory. Glory, glory. Glory, glory. Yes, sir. King of kings. Lord of lords, he's my God. He's my shepherd. He's my king. He's my lily of the valley. He's my all and my all. My joy in the morning. My food when I get hungry. My light in darkness. Woo! My way out of no way. Oh, I feel good. Glory, glory.